Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, October 22nd, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that identifies numerous state laws approved since January 2013 by the GOP-controlled legislature and Republican Governor Scott Walker that cost the state nearly $760 million in tax breaks and other perks that benefit special interests. Meanwhile, the governor's campaign and legislators were accepting millions of dollars from those same special interests before and during the time they considered and approved the proposals cited in the report. Here to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, talk about some of the highlights in the report.
Well, we looked at dozens of items, a lengthy list of actions that were taken by the legislature and governor that provided various benefits to wealthy special interests. And you mentioned that we're talking about $760 million worth of tax breaks and various policy perks. That breaks down to $528 for a family of four. But if you look at the list of items, people are going to be hard-pressed to see anything on that list that benefits them. It costs them. It costs them over $500 for a family of four, but you look at who it benefits, and it really favors some interests that have given almost $25 million in campaign contributions to the governor. That's $575,000 a month. And then another, you know, $9 million or so to legislators, $230,000 a month that legislators have been taking in from the interests that benefit from all of these kinds of policies that have been enacted here in recent years.
And that's only direct contributions, right? That doesn't count some of the election time stuff.
Exactly. Great point. We can only look at those campaign contributions that were reported by these officials on their campaign finance reports. But what we know is that these interest groups that are supplying these campaign contributions are also then sponsoring their own advertising in election seasons, and they're collectively spending millions, tens of millions of dollars on their own electioneering in favor of the very lawmakers who benefited them so greatly. So, you know, they get $760 million worth of benefit, and they put in tens of millions of dollars toward the election of these officials. That's a heck of a return on investment for those interests.
What are some of the special interests that back these proposals, and generally, what were the kinds of things that they got?
Well, you know, we're talking about business interests, manufacturers, construction companies, some labor interests, banking, tourism, transportation, insurance, road construction, real estate, healthcare, energy, agriculture, telecommunications. We're talking about a real broad constellation of economic interests that do intensive lobbying, that also supply a lot of campaign contributions. And you know, they got a whole array of various tax breaks, tax exemptions, tax credits, public subsidies for their companies. They also got actions, for example, taking away local control by substituting state requirements, or you know, the state would handle zoning, would put restrictions on local zoning, for example. Which enable them to be able to operate more freely at the local level without the oversight or without the involvement of local communities. We're talking about really a vast array of things that benefit various business interests. One other example, exempting certain businesses from paying their employees minimum wage or providing unemployment insurance and reducing or waiving the interest charges on employers' delinquent unemployment insurance accounts. So really, it's a very lengthy list. It's dozens of different actions. Some of it benefit them in terms of tax cuts, but there's all these other kinds of benefits as well for their interests, sometimes cutting against the interests of the general public quite directly.
As you started to talk about, the report cites about 30 laws or so, including the current state budget that provided breaks of some kind to various special interests. Can you talk about three or four of these items, maybe ones that people might recognize? I understand the mining laws in there and things like that.
Yeah, the mining laws in there. You know, mining deregulation is one of the actions that is listed. And you mentioned the budget bill. And, you know, the budget bill has dozens and dozens of provisions there that benefit these interests. Just to give you a couple examples, there's an income tax deduction there for private school tuition. So people who have the means to send their kids to private school, they now get an income tax deduction. And of course, there's the vouchers that are already going to people who already have the means to send their kids to private schools, but then they get state vouchers to help subsidize that. Well, now on top of that, they get an income tax deduction for private school tuition. There's also in the budget bill something that protects lead paint manufacturers from lawsuits. There's something in there, a sales tax exemption for junk mail. Then there's other legislation known as Act 185, sales tax deduction for aircraft parts. So if you've got the ability to own an airplane and fly an airplane, you don't have to pay sales tax on parts that you need for your aircraft. So you've got people who go to the store to buy a T-shirt or a sweatshirt or a pair of jeans for their kid, they have to pay sales tax, but yet if you've got enough money to own an airplane, you don't have to pay a sales tax on aircraft parts. That was in Act 185. So, you know, it's sometimes it's the budget bill that we were looking at, but then there are all these other laws that were passed as well that benefit a few at the expense of the many.
I understand this report is a follow-up to one the Democracy Campaign did a couple of years ago, a very similar one. So I guess this means that things really haven't gotten better, eh?
Well, we did do a report back in May of 2012, and there we looked at about five dozen items worth over $330 million. That was about $235 cost for an average family of four. And that was just the cost in 2012, and it was actually more in subsequent years. Now that happened to benefit donors who had given almost $14 million to the governor and close to $10 million to state legislators. Well, here we're looking at an impact on taxpayers of over $500 for a family of four. So, you know, if anything, the problem continues to get worse. You know, the cumulative effect of these policy decisions continues to cost average taxpayers more, and it benefits interests that have continued to shower big campaign contributions on these lawmakers, and they're getting a heck of a lot for their money. They're profiting handsomely for this. Again, a few benefiting at the expense of the many.
Okay, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about the breaks and perks special interests got during the last legislative session, please check out the October 22nd report on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.